I'm Marty Michelson in the WUWM Newsroom. Wisconsin's presidential primary and spring elections will be held next Tuesday, April 7th. Two hopefuls are vying for a 10-year term on the state Supreme Court. Conservative Justice Daniel Kelly faces a challenge from Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky, who is supported by Democrats. Although the position is officially nonpartisan, the court currently has a 5-2 conservative majority. Democrats are hoping that with a Karofsky victory, the lead would be narrowed to 4-3. I spoke with both candidates, and we are airing both interviews this morning. In this segment, we hear from Judge Karofsky. She was elected to the Dane County bench in 2017. I asked her how the coronavirus has affected the race and changed her approach to campaigning.
We are not doing any in-person events. We are taking our campaign entirely virtual. We are doing things by text, by phone call, by social media. We have been up on TV now for over a week, and we are going to continue to stay up on TV as much as we can. And we're just going to continue to do the work that we need to do. We're going to run all the way through that April 7th finish line, just like we had always planned to do. We just are going to do it in a way that is different than what we had planned, but we need to be nimble, and we need to adapt, and we need to make sure that we're caring for everyone around us, because we truly are all in this together.
What issues are you talking about with voters?
We're continuing to talk about corruption on the state Supreme Court. We're continuing to talk about my experience as being the only person in this race who's in a trial court. I truly see every day, and I'm seeing every day, how these cases impact real people's lives. They're not an esoteric exercise. Look, I spent yesterday morning in court trying to figure out bail hearings of people who were in custody and trying to make the right decision regarding their custody status. It impacts victims. It impacts defendants. It impacts members of our community. And that is the kind of judge that I have been, someone who has seen the front line, see how the law impacts real people, and I have a long track record of following the rule of law. We're also talking about my experience as a prosecutor, making sure that the rights of all individuals are protected, and we're talking about my experience as a victim advocate, someone who has worked hard for people in this state whose voice needs to always be heard in a criminal case.
Is it hard to get people to pay attention to this race when coronavirus is getting so much attention?
Coronavirus is certainly getting a lot of attention. That is undoubtedly true. However, people have been excited. They are excited about our race. They understand our message. They're excited about our message. They understand why this race is so important, that this is a 10-year term on our Supreme Court. And they are concerned about the way that my opponent has been on the court, that he is someone who has had an agenda. They are concerned about that, and they want to make a change.
You mentioned that you're talking with voters about corruption on the court, and you mentioned that your opponent has had an agenda on the court. Could you elaborate on where those assertions are coming from?
Sure. What you have in Dan Kelly, my opponent, is someone who, first of all, was appointed to the court by Scott Walker with the thinnest of resumes. He had no experience ever being a judge when Scott Walker appointed him to the state Supreme Court. But Scott Walker knew that by appointing Dan Kelly to the court, he would be appointing someone who shared his right-wing agenda. And since Dan Kelly has been on the court, he has followed that agenda to a T. Every single time he has had the opportunity to rule in favor of right-wing special interests, he has done so. He was asked in a debate in November of 2019 to give an example of an opinion which he had been a part of when the Supreme Court had ruled against his political or his personal interests, and he wasn't able to do so. All of that is corruption.
Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky is running for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We'll hear from her opponent, Justice Daniel Kelly, later this morning, plus longer interviews with both of them on Lake Effect. I'm Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.